We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into a Punchtastic Sunday post-game podcast, DNVR Rockies style, the only way we know how. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Oh my gosh, what an eventful day at Coors Field we had here on Sunday. An eventful weekend. A little too much happened at Coors Field, in my personal opinion. But oh my gosh, do we have so much to talk about today.
I don't even know where to start. Birthday performances.
Like, there were too many storylines today. Birthday performances, brawls, bad injuries.
Yes, two now.
Potential debuts coming up. Oh my goodness. This is just absolutely too much. We went from having so little going on to maybe like too much going on.
Rockies did win today. They avoid the sweep. That almost sounds really negative. Like avoid the sweep. Like, yeah, they were probably going to get swept. And so they just barely. No, they were in both games on Friday and Saturday. We'll touch on those. The bullpen, unfortunately, failed them. They did not on Sunday. They get the 4-0 win. Shutout. Only gave up 7 hits. Kyle Freeland. We'll start with him. On his birthday, he's now 30 years old. 2 birthday starts for him. Tied with Esmo Rogers. That's a name for some diehards out there to hear. And the first to ever have a scoreless outing. First of like 3 to actually win a game on their birthday, which is also really neat. So that's a really good 30th birthday gift. Brian Bohannon, Mike DeJean, and Kevin Ritz also won on their birthday. Bohannon and Ritz, I think, actually started. Good day for him.
A great day for him. He had such a great outing. The birthday vibes were there.
And I should mention, as I'm leaving the stadium, he was being pulled in a radio flyer.
No.
Yeah. Yep. The wifey had him. And so maybe that's already on Instagram somewhere. But he was just getting pulled along like he was a little kid. It was very fun.
That's hilarious.
It was great.
Ashley's hilarious.
Ashley's very
funny. She's the best.
I looked and I was like, of course, I'm not going to get video. It's kind of... I think the hallways are almost like off limits in the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, that's a time for, you know, yeah, people to, these guys to like, you know,
yes.
See their family or people who may be visiting them. So yeah, that is off limits.
It's Kyle, not Kyle Freeland. It's Kyle and Ashley, not that. And so I didn't even bother taking out my camera, but I looked and there he is having a good time. And Ashley, of course, she's got it ready for the gram, having a good moment.
I'm going to keep a lookout for this.
Here's a question
for
you.
I'm going to see if it's up now.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
Yeah.
So I know what I just said about, you know, not filming, you know, through the tunnels, through the back channels there of Coors Field in the basement, as it were. But when I went downstairs, I did think, Susie, what if one of the Phillies is trying to get over to the Rockies side of the clubhouse? Should I take my phone out and record? What do you think? I thought, what would you have done? You're coming downstairs. It's now been like an hour at least after the game. And let's say Harper, Schwarbs, we're trying to get in to the Rockies clubhouse, what would you have done?
That would be insane. I mean, I think I probably, if it was like a matter of something violent was about to happen, yeah, I'd probably pull my camera out.
Okay.
Not necessarily maybe something that would be shared, but like if there's a crime about to happen.
Well, I mean, unless they're like walking over in like a polo with a sweater over it and a tray of brownies, it could be getting violent. So, yes. I mean, no, I said, no, I'll just kind of absorb it, watch with my own eyes what happens, and just kind of leave it at that. But
okay, good.
Kyle Freeland, yeah, he did it again, man. He's been absolutely fantastic. He now has a 2.70 ERA through his last five starts. He's got the sub-4 ERA, closer to 3 now at this point.
Yeah.
And again, go back and look at that Pittsburgh start where he really, you know, Pirates took advantage of him, a whole bunch of singles. Yeah, he kind of left it over in the middle a little bit, but the defense did not help him out very much during that 7 earned runs that he gave up. So he certainly could be a lot higher than that. A lot of talk about Elias Diaz being an all-star. Kyle Freeland. We need to start whispering about that.
Kyle Freeland has an all-star. Has been cooking.
He's absolutely been cooking. And then the other birthday boy, Brenton Doyle, 25 years old. Happy birthday, Brenton Doyle. Oh, by the way.
By the way, also, and hit a home run on his birthday, too. And I talked to Kyle about this also after the game. I said, listen, you know, you had such a great game. You had such a great game. You got the win on your birthday. There's another birthday in the clubhouse, too. This brand new guy who's only been up here for a couple of weeks. He homers on his birthday. Did you even realize that, you know, you guys both had such great performances on your birthdays? And he's like, listen, you got a homer on your birthday. And, you know, just had nothing but great things to say about Brenton Doyle.
I think Rocky's PR is working on it. Sometimes they send me messages and I totally miss them during the show. I should probably check.
You thought of something very clever.
So you got Kyle Freeland pitching on his birthday, which is very rare. I think maybe it's only happened 10 times. Again, he's done it now twice. Brenton Doyle, homers, 14th player to homer for the Rockies on their birthday. Todd Helton has done it like 6 times. Doyle also tied for the youngest player to do it at age 25.
Oh my gosh.
Helton was 25, so was Nathy Perez, as was Ian Stewart, going from the top of the dome there. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, wait. How about both of those things happening? A guy homering on his birthday and the starting pitcher getting the win on his birthday in the same game. Has that ever even happened in baseball history?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's never happened for the Rockies.
No.
But for it to have ever happened in baseball history, that would be, it seems like something that has never happened before. So I can't wait to get confirmation on whether or not you were right on this.
I hope so. I hope that's the case. Yeah, the 23rd time it's happened, Charlie Blackman was the last one to do it on his birthday back in 2002. He was great. Chris Bryant, 2-for-4 with an RBI. By the way, yeah, there's a brawl. We'll break down all the stuff for the brawl. We're just hoping you stick around long enough. Lorenzo, don't forget Mother's Day. There's also that,
yes,
too.
Yes. Oh, my. What a crazy Mother's Day we had at Coors Field. But, yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Especially Dinah. Dinger's mom.
Dinger's mom was there. Oh, no.
Get in a brawl with your mom today on Mother's Day because you're a Rockies fan and you're a diehard. In a nice way. But no punches were thrown. Yeah. Make sure benches are cleared. Mom's side, dad's side, stepdad's side, the in-laws. Mm-hmm. Both benches should be clearing on Mother's Day. Crazy, crazy day. Jerickson Profar extended his on-base streak to 25 games with a walk. He's really starting to heat up. He's slashing during the course of this 25-game on-base streak, .245. So the average is down. On base percentage up, .348. We saw him leading off today, .408 slugging percentage, 7 doubles, 10 RBI. That's been kind of the big one. And Aaron Nola looked really good through 7 innings, but he did give up those 4 runs to the Rockies, who really started to gel.
So generous of him to do that.
Yeah, that was nice. Phillies defense, garbage. Keith Hernandez was rolling over in his Mets press box.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what was happening there? That was something.
Every ground ball, every fly ball was, here we go. Here we go. It seemed like it was definitely a lot going on. Bryson Stott, 2-for-5. Gio Realmuto, 2-for-4. He's kind of a pleasure to watch behind the plate.
He really is. Yeah, he is. He's something.
He's enjoyable.
He's up there with Elias Diaz in my book.
Well, maybe we need to just get into it right now. Elias Diaz was the bodyguard today.
Yes.
Better than Kevin Costner? I think so.
Listen, he's the tank. He's the bodyguard.
Ooh, that's right. He is.
He is the tank. Tanks, you know, they go to war.
So let's start where it is. On the field, Jake Bird comes off, bounding off the mound in the 7th inning, as he's kind of tended to do in his last few outings. Jake, yeah. Game 7 Bird, where, you know what? He's pumped up. He's jazzed. He's not looking in the other dugout. He's proud of himself, especially since he started behind the eight ball, both with the oblique injury to start mm-hmm. the year, both with not really being on the 26-man roster on opening day. It was only until Daniel Bard got put on because of the anxiety issues. So he goes mm-hmm. on the IL. Bird comes back. He gets left out to pasture there in that Dodger start. ERA up at 12. Oof. And it's like, hey, man, don't sweat it. It'll be nice when you get it under 10. He's more than gotten it under 10. He's been one of the best relievers in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Most innings pitched. He's been dominant. So he's hyped up. And he gave up a run last night to the Phils. That kind of ended up being costly because it was a 4-3 ball game at that point. It becomes 5-3. Rockies end up getting one back and comes 5-4. And you go, Jake, man, if you hadn't given that up, you could have had a tie ball game going in late. So he knows that, comes off the mound, hits his miss, is excited like he's been.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that was it. Like, okay, it Phillies, get in the field. Like
that was it. And then Bryce Harper was mad. Bryce Harper felt disrespected.
Jumps out of the dugout, out of nowhere. Bench is clear. We've got video. You've got it. I've got it. We'll break it apart like the Zapruder film to try to figure out what it is. I think I nabbed an earlier part of the video. Your camera's better. You zoomed in. You did an excellent job.
Yo, I recorded in 4K, so.
That's good stuff right there. So this one's mine. You can now tell because Kyle Newman walked right in front of me. And
got it.
It almost starts off on the slow side, like the two side, and this is really close to the Rockies dugout. That's another piece. Phillies come barging over, both bullpens empty out. We have not seen this legitimately since 2018 with the Luis Perdomo, Nolan Arenado incident where he's chasing Luis Perdomo around all four bases. It's a four corners match there, trying to smash his face into all four turnbuckles. And that's really the last time. There you go at the last second at the bottom corner of your screen. Kyle Freeland comes out, not in his purple Crocs. He's got his black Jordans on, but he's in the clubhouse. Post game, someone told him.
Yeah, he was in like the training room. He was in the training room just doing his thing. By the time he got out, everything had kind of died down. So yeah, he didn't get a good view on it, but no matter what was happening, he was ready to fight for his teammates.
And as Glenn points out in the chat, Glenn Hauser live on DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube, poor Dinger, triggered by the brawl.
Dinger has witnessed too much nonsense, too much violence this season. It is just it's an absolute shame. Poor Dinger is catching all these strays.
We also had a photo too of Dinger he was on the dugout when this happened. He was in the background of some of these shots.
So I know some of the broadcast video has video of Dinger in the background. I zoomed in on Dinger because I realized this was right before the seventh inning stretch. So Dinger was standing on top of the home dugout waiting to do his seventh inning stretch dance that he does. So I have video of that on my Twitter. I don't know if we're showing my video too. This one's mine?
We got yours, yeah.
Okay.
Freeland coming, bounding in. Yeah post-game, Elias Diaz was basically asked about that. Ooh, I like that. There you go. Again, that's why you got to be watching live on DNVR Sports Channel. You can see that Harper is broken away from the pack or forced away from the pack. Only to come back. I just got a couple things I got to say. He kind of instigated the brawl. I mean, maybe you say Jake Bird instigated the benches clearing or instigated the incident. Mm-hmm. And then Harper instigates the brawl.
Instigates the brawl. He was fired up. I mean, these are dudes who are very passionate about what they do. But yeah, this was, the other thing I noticed though, when Harper broke off and was being held back, Mike Moustakas walked over to him. So I would love to catch up with him about if he was saying anything, if they interacted at all. Because Mike Moustakas knows everyone. He's got a lot of friends in the game.
Oh yeah.
So.
No, he does. He is a part of that inner circle. He's friends with Trout mm-hmm. and a lot of those guys. I think they played ball together on Team USA. I don't think Harper was a part of that. But you're right. Moustakas knows a lot of guys, been around the league quite a while. He's in that inner circle. Diaz said post game, like I was worried about catching a stray punch. You know what I mean?
So seriously.
If you notice, he kept his helmet on the entire time.
Wait, you have a helmet. Why not keep it on?
Bryce Harper going full bore. Hey, he's got to be careful with the arm. He's got to be careful.
It is wild, wild that he is getting involved in fights when he just came back from a major surgery that he's already back way too soon from.
We'll talk about his performance on Friday, Saturday. Talk about what Jake Bird had to say post-game. But we have to talk about the wildness and no brawls going on because it's only Nuggets fans here at Baby Ball at the DNVR bar.
I don't think there's ever been a brawl at the DNVR bar because our vibes are immaculate. We are good vibes all the time.
I think there have been a couple exceptions where you could have Suns fans coming in. Well, a Suns fan. How about that? I don't know about a group.
Suns fans? No, there's no such thing.
Once in a while, you'll see something like that. But for the most part,
Well, not anymore.
This is a Nuggets. Yeah, exactly. Not Why anymore. Would you? Why? Maybe the Connecticut Suns. I mean, that's about it. Hey, WNBA vibes. Come on down.
It's
bring it.
Sun singular for Connecticut.
Connecticut Sun.
Yes.
Mohegan.
After Mohegan Sun.
Suns. No, yes. It's not. It's Sun.
Singular. Just one Sun.
But on the corner of Colfax and York is where diehards get 15% off food and drink. It's where diehards online at thednvr.com gets 20% off all of your gear, as well as 20% off tailgates on the takeovers that we've got going on. It's absolutely amazing, everything that we have doing, all the free content, got the write-up, all about Riley Pint finally getting his promotion. You can read that at thednvr.com now, diehard or otherwise, over at thednvr.com. Game Time Tickets is where you need to go. Get yourself signed up, especially if you're a new user. Use code DNVR and you're going to get 20% off your first purchase. Rockies are exciting right now. They are interesting. They have become a lot more relevant as well. And if they're going to be getting in fights, it's the place to be.
Listen, you get a baseball game and a UFC fight all in one.
That's it. It's a boxing match and a baseball game happens to break out before it. Game Time Tickets is going to help you out with that experience. Again, use code DNVR and join over 15 million folks who've downloaded the Game Time app and have scored the best seats to all their favorite events, including Taylor Swift at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yes. Danielle was there. I'm so jealous.
She probably saved 20 bucks using our code. I know.
I know she does. Of course she would.
I don't know if she's going to need to use a different code, BLTMR. Are we buying branches in other cities? We shouldn't talk about that right now, but we should talk about Fubo TV.
Let's talk about Fubo.
How about those letters? Fubo.tv is
super
the spot
easy to remember.
So much live content, so much streaming content. Mm-hmm. They got the cloud DVR, all the gimmicks, the stuff that I'm not hip to it. I just know if I want to watch something, when I go to Just Watch, really helpful app. Type in a TV show or a movie that you want to watch, and it'll tell you where to find it. So many times, Fubo.tv is what has the show that I want to watch. Or if it's a live game, I can watch the Nuggets on altitude all season long as I've been. Or the World Baseball Classic, which was amazing to watch from the comfort of my own couch right here on my phone, thanks to Fubo TV. Go to FuboTV.com/DNVR, and you're going to save 15% off. We talked to Jake Bird. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts? He handled himself well for probably the largest scrum that anyone has ever placed before the likes of Jake Bird.
This was his big moment.
This is his big moment.
He's like, oh, wow, I was not expecting to do something that everyone cared about today. He was very much not expecting any of that. And I was surprised that, he wasn't trying to fire anyone up. He wasn't talking to anyone. He wasn't chirping at anyone. No pun intended. He was just being excited about that inning, and he was shocked that Bryce Harper took exception to that. And he could not believe that the bench is cleared for something that he didn't even think twice about.
Yeah, no, it's true. Sarah in the comments, I guess we don't know what a brawl is because there was not a punch that was thrown. Fair. Also, there was shoving.
I think if they're shoving and guys are being held back, that is a brawl.
It was benches clearing.
It was benches
definitively.
Clearing. There
also,
was physical contact.
We might be getting a little bit loose. Was it a fracas? Was it a melee?
I think it was a melee.
Definite kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Ryan Spielberg likes that word.
He likes kerfuffle. Yeah.
Sarah, yeah. Are you a Phillies fan? Do we know Sarah Rogers? Is she
Sarah Rogers,
cousin?
Tell us where you're from. We're just curious.
Let us know. So yeah, Bird, he wasn't this emphatic last year. He was also a rookie. So hey, he's just trying to find his way. And now he's letting his you know, alter ego out. Thomas Harding asked him about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't have an alter ego. I'm just me. But between those lines, you know, it becomes something totally different.
Yeah.
And after everybody left, I said, I mean, are you the Birdman? Oh. Do you become the Birdman? To which he replied, yeah, I am. You know, in college at UCLA, his Coach Savage would come up, and he was, I guess, maybe a lot more in the analytics. He even said, quote, he's like, I used to be a lot smarter back then. Like, you know, just putting himself down. Like, you like the self-effacing in that way.
Yeah, no, he's a funny guy. He's so quiet, but he's, like, so quietly funny.
Very self-aggrandizing, if you would. But he's like, yeah, maybe I would think too much. And he would say, hey, Birdman, just let it go. Just be the Birdman. Just go. Mm-hmm. And grip it and rip it. And that's what he went out there. He was the Birdman today against Bryce Harper.
He definitely has an alter ego because he's so quiet with us. He is so soft-spoken. He's not like crazy expressive, but when he's on the mound, he is. And he said to us, yeah, that is my moment to just let it all out. Like I am, I just try to be a good person in my regular life, but when I'm on the field, like I just let loose. And he's done that since he was a kid playing in the backyard with his brothers. But we have sound from Jake Bird. We can hear from Jake Bird himself about how he saw this incident. Tiffany, are we ready to play it? All right, let's hear it.
Were you a little bit surprised by the reaction from the other dugout when you're coming off the field like that?
I was for sure. I was just after, had my little celebration thing real quick and pop out. Thought it was just a normal walk back to the dugout, and I saw him coming out. But it is what it is. He's a great player, and he plays with emotion. I love that he plays with emotion. And he's a player I look up to. So. Obviously, in the future, I hope I get to compete against him and go ahead and win.
Similar,
but there's nothing. Like, he's a great player. He's awesome.
Yeah, he had nothing but great things to say about Bryce Harper, too, and how much he looks up to him as a player. I wonder if Jake Bird is feeling a little remorseful for, you know, pissing off a guy that he looks up to.
He did say that maybe I need to tone it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No, you
like,
don't.
But, like, here's the thing. Like,
I don't think you do, Jake.
He barely did anything. That's the thing. I'm like, tone down what?
No. So Harper said post-game that there was a little bit of gesturing. I think he thought that the glove hitting was in their direction. And again, it's hard to know. Again, it's an interpretation. It's a perspective. So I'm not going to say you're wrong because, in a way, I could see how the Phillies dugout might have thought that. He inadvertently made a funny by saying, quote, once you make it about yourself, this is Harper talking about Jake Bird and the other team, I've got a problem with it. You saw my reaction. And after that, he did what he did and flew away into the dugout. He said Jake Bird flew away into the dugout. Bryce Harper, all serious, as Glenn points out, with the Cobra Kai headband.
Mm-hmm.
Bird's the word. Thank you, Will.
Bird is the word.
Yeah,
I want Jake Bird to become a household name after this. I hope this like puts that into motion.
Well, that's gonna be the John Boy video. It's like, by the way, let's talk about the other guy.
I cannot wait for the John Boy breakdown. Also, the last time the Rockies had a John Boy breakdown was when the Rockies were in Philly. Bud Black got ejected from that game in Philly. Philly's manager Rob Thompson got ejected from this game in Colorado. So what is happening with these two teams?
And, you know, John Boy's got more than just the content from today because he's got Saturday night's quote of, quote, what happened, comma, effing losers. So Bryce Harper was really on one. I still want to talk more about Jake Bird.
But you know what? I want to come back to Bryce Harper.
We will.
Rockies fans were chirping at Bryce Harper too, calling him a loser. And I think he probably heard that and thought, like, what are you guys talking about here? Like, I'm an MVP. Like, what leg do you guys have to stand on here?
True.
So I think this has been building for him. I think he thinks the nerve of these guys to celebrate something good happening, know your place. And no, Bryce Harper, relax.
Like, his presence is enough to rev that offense and to get his clubhouse going. We just got back the NL MVP. Like, yeah, we're grooving.
Yeah.
But he's not taking it to another level. In fact, he said on Friday that, you know, he's going to be playing some first base. I think he's about to get close to throwing 90 feet. So he'll be playing some first base. I've never before thought it interesting interesting or sexy when a player moves to first base. This is the first time it's ever been sexy in that way. Because he's an outfielder. Guys don't move from the outfield to the infield. Mm-hmm. You go infield, outfield. That's a transition you can make.
Yeah.
But you don't go out to in. And so for him to go and be a first baseman and then go on to say Friday in reference to his arm, if it blows, it blows. Bryce Harper, folks. Grade A badass.
I mean, clearly Bryce Harper is just built different. That man is not human. He's so impressive in himself. So I am so surprised that like the littlest thing triggered him so much. And like you said, whatever he does, that's going to fire up the rest of that Phillies dugout.
I did not call his home run on Saturday, but when he stepped up to the plate there in, I think that was the eighth inning, the two-run home run to the second deck, I just said to Kevin Henry of Fanside, we'll talk with him tomorrow. I go, you know what? If he homers right here, he's already, despite the fact that he's missing a month of statistics, he's back in the MVP conversation for what he's already been able to do over the course of two nights. On Friday, the double off the Breidich barrier, this home run, doing it with the fans, chirping in his ear, and now again, getting this electricity back for his team, asking Bud Black, point blank, I've never been in a benches clearing brawl, or Sarah, a benches clearing incident before, but does that give you a boost, especially knowing your bullpen has kind of, you know, crapped the bed a little bit the last two nights? Does that give you a boost for the final six out? And Buddy said, it gives both teams the boost. So, you know, the Phillies come out on the losing end, but they've got a boost. They've got some juices right now. I'm sure you're going to be tracking the plane. Where are they going to be stopping at to have a little bit of fun, maybe?
Oh,
let off some steam. And watch out. They got an eight-game winning streak coming up, I bet.
I like Jeff's comment. Bryce Harper getting ejected is like when Bobby Cox would get ejected to psych up his team. And Buddy did say that in response to your question. When a bench is clearing incident happens, it fires up both sides. No one team has an advantage there because everyone is getting fired up. Everyone's got that extra adrenaline after something like that happens.
KBS Jabber says, Jake grew up in a household with three brothers. He ain't afraid.
He's not.
He might be slight of frame, but again, he's like Nate Diaz in UFC where he's got those long levers and he's going to get you. Also from California.
He's a tall guy. He's got long limbs. He's got reach.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fascinating.
Anthony is saying that maybe Jake waited for Harper to be surrounded by a couple people to shout. He did give a little come on. Now, that was to Harper, who at that point is not in the game. Like, he's in the dugout. It's not his turn up. Comes firing out at the dugout, gives a little, don't sing it, bring it. Jake Bird was ready for it. Let's go.
He was ready. What a fascinating, fascinating incident this was.
Ketamine Kyle, there is no disrespect right now for Bryce Harper. Again, legend. He is a guy that I've been more of a Mike Trout fan than Bryce Harper. Not because he's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He's just separated himself. I know he's quiet, less flashy. Harper's got the flash, but you know what? He's been a lot healthier lately. And sure, you go, well, he just came off the IL.
Yeah.
All right. But then the dude played knowing that he needed surgery on his elbow and is playing now after less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Was it 5 months and 20 days since having Tommy John surgery?
Bryce Harper is so impressive.
Legendary. Again, the numbers, and it's going to be really hard, I think, for you know the next generation of players. I mean, the generation of players who are playing right now to look at their career numbers and go, look at those numbers. Because guys, you know, they take their off days. Mm-hmm. They go on maybe phantom ILs here and there, and they don't have the same kind of longevity where they're playing deep into their 40s. They're making money. Nolan Arenado, a guy who, one of the reasons why I think he wanted to leave Colorado is because he wanted to be a Hall of Famer. And where he stood there and after the 2020 season, there were no Colorado Rockies Hall of Famers. That was going to be held against him by voters. So I feel he needed to go somewhere else to maybe gain a little bit more respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this generation of players, they're going to get their respect, but it's not going to be with 300 wins. We might not see that again. 3,000 hits, that's a rarity. 500 home runs, guys will get there. But 6 and 7, not so much. That being said, Bryce Harper is still a legend. An all-time great.
Yeah, I don't think we've said anything disrespectful about Bryce Harper. I would never disrespect Bryce Harper. I just said I was surprised that something set him off that much. I was surprised that that was the thing that set off an entire bench.
He popped off, man.
Yeah, it just... Things got spicy.
So who would win in a fight? Dinger or the Philly Fanatic?
Philly Fanatic.
No hesitation, folks.
No hesitation. The Philly Fanatic would win. Because the Philly Fanatic is unhinged.
Dinger's also a pacifist, as we've seen.
Yes, exactly. Dinger does not fight back. So I think like Dinger would just be like, okay, white flag, I'm surrendering here. The Philly Fanatic would win in a fight no matter what.
Dinger's about having a good time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Getting a little bit trippy. I don't know if he, you know, he drops a couple tabs. You know, his head will spin around at time to time.
Will.
So you know what I'm saying? Some hallucinogenics maybe. Here and there, as it were, it's all good from that perspective. But exciting. Again, haven't seen this since 2018.
I'm fired up after that. Like, that fired me up. And I'm not a part of it at all.
Still absolutely fired up. I don't think Jake Bird needs to tone it back at all. I think, again, getting questions peppered at him, knowing that the guy on the opposite side is Bryce Harper, mm-hmm. you go, well, if someone has to be wrong, maybe it's me a little bit. Right? Because it can't be Bryce Harper. I mean, this he knows the game. He's been in it long enough.
Yeah.
He almost can't do no wrong. So he's maybe almost second-guessing himself. But
it seemed like he was second-guessing himself a little bit.
And so hopefully someone will get to him and say, hey, don't change. Be the Birdman.
Yeah.
Be you. Be Jake Bird. Mm-hmm. You're on the map now, dude. Be Jake
he's
Bird.
He's on the map. Listen, next time the Rockies are in Philly, oof. 2024, he's going to get a lot of noise from the people who stand around the visitor's bullpen.
He's
going to get a lot of noise, but he can handle it.
He can handle it.
He can handle it.
Dude went to UCLA. So, like, I mean, he, it's funny because I talked to them before the game about Riley Pine. Because you said something about, you know, being a good teammate and a quiet guy and a nice guy. 100%. Couldn't be nicer. Yeah. I first talked to him in the Arizona Fall League in 2021. We talked for 20 minutes, just like, off the record, everyone was gone. You know, his car's in the parking lot. His team, you know, had left. That's kind of how they mm-hmm. do things there in the AFL. And just talk to me about stuff and the bus rides in the South Atlantic League. Just everything, his career leading up to that point. Because he was a guy that was overlooked and probably wouldn't be put on the 40-man roster. And he wasn't. Someone could have poached him last year and taken him in the Rule 5 draft, and they didn't. And I thought there was a decent chance that was going to happen. I'm sure there's 29 other teams right now going, yeah, maybe we missed a guy there. That was an opportunity. But as totally a nice guy, before the game, had nothing but nice things to say about Riley Pine. You know, they'd been teammates, cross paths, you know, in the past. You know, all these guys, if you're in the system, you're a teammate of someone because of spring training, right? And you rub elbows or you're on the IL when somebody isn't. Like Pine, even talking about him, we'll get to him and his promotion, talked about, hey, Daniel Bard, you know, this is the first time officially sharing a clubhouse with Daniel Bard other than spring training. And yet they've had conversations dating back to 2020 when Bard first came to the organization. So Pine, Jake Bird, nice guys that you love to root for. And funny enough, nothing interesting, but it's just one of those coincidences. Mm-hmm. I did actually ask Jake Bird about Bryce Harper before the game.
Do you think you got in his head a little bit? Do you think you caused this?
I was very complimentary of Harper, and I go, how about that Bryce Harper, huh? And he gave a little scouting report, and then all of a sudden, this is kind of unlike him, he goes, hey, I got to get ready for the game. I can talk to you later, maybe.
Oh.
And so he kind of cut the convo short. I'm reading too much into this.
You know what?
It was a coincidence.
Let's continue reading too much into it just a second.
Okay.
Do you think you talking about how great of a player Harper is and asking Jake Bird about, you know, what he sees in Bryce Harper, do you think that put it in his head a little bit like, ooh, like I struck out the Phillies. Like, I'm excited. Do you think that made him more excited?
I think maybe in a roundabout way, he was standing up for Riley Pine going, hey, not every high school draft pick, not every guy that's a teenager out of high school. And yes, Bryce Harper was actually taken out of junior college because he graduated a year early because mm-hmm. he's a badass. Okay.
He's a prodigy.
Okay. Ketamine Kyle. But it's like, hey, let's focus on my high school guy, my dude that's on my team, Riley mm-hmm. Pine. We're looking too deep into this.
You definitely overcomplicated it, but that's okay. I'm glad we're talking about all the possibilities.
I tell you what, what's complicating is finding a good beer. But what's not complicated is where to find a good beer.
Where can I find a good beer right now? Why has no one brought me a Sunday beer?
King Supers probably has it. But just in case you're not by a King Supers and you're like, hey, does my liquor store have it or a liquor store nearby, go to breckbrew.com, Breck Brew Locator, have that Avalanche Ale, pour one out for the Avs. Rockies are still going. Rockies, I wouldn't have guessed it. Rockies playing deeper into the year than the Avs. I mean, technically, they've done it every year. But you know what? We need our little victories. Maybe not today. Today, we don't need the little victories. This isn't a Silver Linings podcast today. This is just a straight-up dub.
Love a dub.
Straight-up win.
Love
Breck
a dub.
Breck Brew is the spot. Colorado company, made with 100% ingredients. Renewable energy right here in Colorado. I love that. And I love my Shady Rays, which you need even when it's cloudy a day like today. Got your Shady Rays. This will be about a 45-second ad read, so don't fast forward, because the reason you're sticking around is to see how long it takes for Susie to find these glasses. Now, Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company where right now you can use code DNVR, and you buy one, get one free online. If you don't like it, you can just return it within 30 days. You're going to get yourself a full refund. If you go to the Park Meadows Mall and you buy two or more polarized shades, you can have your glasses in your hand and not have to rifle through your bag, and you buy, and you actually get 50% off on those. So that's great. You can try them on. And if you happen to break your glasses, they'll get you a new pair. It's the lost and broken replacement policy. If you lose your glasses, they will get you a new pair, like Susie has already burned through. But if you lose
I
a second pair.
I swear they were just in my bag. I just had them.
Time. There's your 45 seconds. She lost a second pair. The counter. We need a graphic now. How many glasses have you lost? We're at plus two right now.
No, you're at minus two. I know I have them. They're not lost. They're just misplaced. And that does not count.
Susie, until you find them and you go back to minus one, we are now at minus two. Can we get a minus two graphic? No, you don't have to do that. But you know what? Just drop it in. We'll do some fancy editing. Minus two. We're down two pairs of sunglasses. By the way, Jake Bird, you know what he said to Bryce Harper, I think? He said,
"No, don't even freaking go here right now."
He said,
"You know, I know exactly what you're gonna say because you tweeted it."
He said, "Quote: Nikola Jokic is the real MVP. Joel Embiid is a fraud."
Okay, first of all, keep Embiid's name out your damn mouth. And also, that never happened. This is a work of fiction.
Have they lost game seven yet? Because he could actually.
Yeah, they did lose game seven.
Oh, they did.
Asshole.
I hadn't heard. I actually hadn't heard.
Yeah, the game was happening at the same time as the Rockies game.
So is that why?
It was a massacre.
So Bryce Harper got himself ejected so he could go watch, like,
so
a, what, a 40 point comeback?
The Sixers get murdered.
MVP, huh? Wow. You know what the P stands for? Probably not.
You know what? It's so interesting. I didn't know this was a Philadelphia 76ers podcast with how much you're talking about them. It's great how Embiid lives rent-free in your head.
MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Not this year. Anyway, let's move on. Let's just like actually talk about baseball and the team that we are paid to talk about. I think that's such a fun, crazy idea.
So people love our Twitter account, at DNVR underscore Rockies. Mm-hmm. And if you remember last year, the Stanley Cup Avs video went viral. Yeah. How many views will the Nuggets video get when the Nuggets, and not the 76ers, win
Again,
the NBA
I'm
championship?
For no reason.
No,
here.
We're talking about something relevant. The DNVR Rockies Twitter account and Coors Field. Uh-huh. Will Nikola Jokic throw out the first pitch when they win?
I hope so. That would be nice.
That would be nice.
That would be really fun. I would love to see him throw out a first pitch. He's just so like lanky. I would just like love to see that.
So much more business to get to. Okay, on a serious note, Raleigh Pint, dude retired in 2021.
Yeah.
Stepped away for the whole remainder of the season. It's legitimately on his player page. Retired.
Yeah.
And decided, hey, I need to come back. I need the support of my family. I'm a baseball player. Yeah, there's been a lot of pressure put on me. Yeah, this has been kind of a slog, but I want to come back and maybe at least just be there for my guys, my teammates. Mm-hmm. That Hartford team last year, they all did that together. And he was back, and it was great seeing him at Coors Field getting the promotion and hopefully getting a chance to pitch this week at Coors Field. If he can harness it,
yeah,
he actually can be quite dominant.
Yeah, no, and a buddy even said, too, what a talented arm on that guy. Just a very special guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see him up here. Of course, not, you know, because of the circumstance that brought him up here. That is awful. But, you know, while Ryan is healing, hopefully Riley gets the chance to, you know, get in that bullpen, give us some innings. Hopefully he gets a start in there. That would be awesome. It's all possible.
Could be.
It's all possible.
Ryan Feltner. Ryan Feltner, on the 15-day IL. And there was some expectation, so he took a line drive off the head, 92.7 miles an hour from Nick Castellanos.
Ugh, awful. Absolutely nauseating. That was the worst thing that I've was ever seen.
The sound dropped out of Coors Field. Everyone's attention on the mound, like it should be during a game. You know, you're watching the pitcher, but in a totally different way, with thoughts and prayers going towards Ryan Feltner. Not carried off the field, somehow is able to walk off even though he suffered a concussion.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, definitely was assisted off the field by a couple of Rockies staff members, but yeah, was able to get up. He seemed alert, but Buddy did update us on, you know, everything that's going on with Ryan Feltner's condition. We do have some sound from him if we want to. Do we want to hear it now? Tiff, are we ready to play it? All right, so yeah, here's what Buddy said to us before the game, and this information is all still the latest information because we don't have any updates at this time, but here is what we heard.
He got word this morning. He was in observation last night, obviously, in the hospital. What we found out is he has a small skull fracture. He's concussed. But it looks as though he's going to be discharged this afternoon. We're optimistic of that happening. But overall, he's fine. I think the feeling is that, you know, it could have been worse, right, obviously. But, you know, he's going to miss some time. You know, Ryan was able to, he was communicating with players via text, so he was pretty stable. You know, by the time the game ended and guys were, you know, getting home and it's, you know, it's 11 o'clock, midnight, you know, he was texting with our medical staff, his parents. We text last night. So he was doing fine. I mean, he was, you know, obviously, you know, in, you know, a state of, you know, concussion state, but he was still fairly lucid. Riley Pite was brought up from Albuquerque. He'll be here. He's on the 40-man roster. You know, he'll help our bullpen, right, initially here. At some point, we're going to need a starter for Ryan's spot. And we'll go through that process this week. But in the meantime, Pite's here. He'll be in the bullpen. You know, he'll be able to give us a couple innings of relief if needed. You know, Peter gave us great work last night. You know, Peter's down for a couple days, but, you know, with Riley and Mears and Bird and, you know, all the other guys out there, we have a little bit of length out there.
Just yet, maybe he has by the time he left the stadium, but that didn't happen. So again, just doing the observation stuff. He's gonna be out for quite some time. So now, that's 4/6 of the Rockies' rotation that's out. Because you go, all right, you got the three guys to start the season with: Feltner, Jose Urania, who was designated for assignment, and Hermen Marquez with the Tommy John surgery. And you go, well, Senzatella is the sixth, just waiting for him to come back. Now he's shut down. I know you kind of touched on it on Friday's show, where we don't know how long he's going to be out for.
Yeah.
And that's 4/6 of your rotation. Now it's only Freeland and Gomber that you started the year with.
Let's look at the past 3 weeks of the Rockies' rotation. So we had Urania DFA'd, and then the next day, Herman Marquez goes down, and now, you know, we know he needed Tommy John. So that's two starting pitchers in 2 days that we lost. And then Senza comes back and is injured, and we don't know how long.
About a week. Was it a week later, right? Because
That was about a week later, yeah.
Almost exactly,
and
yeah.
And then Feltner. And, of course, let's not forget Noah Davis, also on the IL. So, really, we've lost five starters. And, I mean, Noah Davis wasn't a starter for very long this season, but still, right. The Rockies have actually lost an entire rotation worth of starters in the past 3 weeks.
Unreal.
That's crazy.
The depth is being challenged. What's funny is Buddy's ready for that challenge. He actually this morning really seemed like, you know, this is what I got into coaching for. Like almost, like, I'm not going to say it's like bad news bears, but it's like, okay, you should almost be counting us out in a weird roundabout way because we've had such damage. But watch what we do now. Now
Buddy,
watch us.
Buddy's ready to rise to the occasion.
Exactly.
And he's a pitching guy, you know? He's a pitcher. So he, like, the gears are turning in his head.
What kind of a pitcher was he? Was he a starting pitcher? Yes. Was he a left-handed pitcher? Yes. Who's still alive? Who's still surviving in this rotation? Two left-handed pitchers.
Oh, Gomber and Freeland.
See, that's where the brain. It's
I didn't
weird.
Know where you were going with that for a second.
It worked. It worked.
Like, what are we doing? Where
good.
Are we going?
It's good. It
okay,
worked.
Okay. I'm here.
Randall Grichuk had a 13-game hit streak. I think that's still going. He had that on Saturday.
Yeah.
He didn't play today. One of those was just weird ones.
It's so good to have him back, though, because that's what you get from him. You get hits.
And Doyle stole a base today, too.
Yeah, Doyle's so fast.
So you get the homer, another stolen base. So that's two for him this season. Mm-hmm. He's rising up the leaderboard. Elias Diaz batted third on Saturday night. He is now tied for the all-time record. I think we talked about this, Jordan. Maybe not. I find it interesting. Catchers batting third for the Rockies. Jordan Pacheco did it twice back in 2012, mm-hmm. kind of randomly. But now Diaz has done it twice. The bodyguard.
The tank, the bodyguard.
It's amazing.
If I was going to war, I'd bring Diaz with me.
Oh, you'd have
hands
to.
Hands down.
You'd have to bring him in the bunker. He's amazing. more people just chiming away in the chat.
I know. Thanks for everyone who's in the chat. We love when you guys are chatty.
Bryce does have a history of being a hothead. And he was chirping at the fans last night. By the way, so with him saying, hey, you guys are losers, there were a bunch of teenagers, by the way, behind home plate. And those teenagers were having the time of their life, jumping up and down like, that's Bryce Harper that called us losers.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And it kind of is awesome if you're that kid, those kids.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I did what I wanted to do. I got you fired up.
Ski guy going so far as to say, Bryce Harper, crybaby?
I think Bryce Harper is definitely a hothead.
Yeah, not a crybaby so much. Hothead, as Gareth points out, he plays hard. That's true. Watch what you say about Jake Bird. But look, now you know who Jake Bird is, right? Now you actually know who he is. Leandro saying in the chat, somebody tell Bryce he's 30 and not that deep.
It ain't that deep.
What? Oh, does that mean something that I don't get? It ain't that deep?
No, like,
it ain't that serious?
Like, when you say, oh, it ain't that deep, like, that means, like, you didn't need to take that so seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. And it's also, interesting juxtaposition mm-hmm. whereby, and this has probably happened in the last couple years, probably not to this extent. Again, I can't remember every altercation that Bryce Harper has ever had.
You don't have a spreadsheet?
I will now. Here we go. All right.
Here we go.
Let's see if I can make the spreadsheet faster than you can find your glasses. Go. You got another shot. No, I'm kidding. another pot shot. Okay. So, no. I kind of ironic that Bryce Harper, as soon as he's into professional baseball, low A, South Atlantic League, mm-hmm. homers, and there's other guys saying, hey, 18-year-old kid, cool it with the excitement, right? He was an early bat flip guy, so he'd even had umpires trying to tell him how to play his game and ringing him up on pitches outside of the zone just to kind of teach him a lesson to go, you are not bigger than this game. Not that he was trying to be, but just let's put this kid in his place now.
Oh, so now he is putting kids in their place.
27-year-old kids like Jake Bird in their place.
That is... That is interesting. Yeah, I guess, like, you know, since it happened so much to him, it's probably in his head that, like, no, you're supposed to be behaving a certain way and you're not. So I'm going to let you know that you're doing it wrong because people let me know that I was doing it wrong. But I don't think anyone did anything wrong. That's the thing.
Yeah. Rob Thompson got ejected before Harper and Jake Bird, who found out, I guess, after the whole melee that... You know, Bud just went up to him and just said, hey, by the way, you've been ejected. So, like, that was it. Just kind of interesting. And then Harper, I don't know if you saw this. A lot of pointing today. The Phillies coming out. The South Jersey side. The after Harper got thrown out, and I think they had made the announcements in the press box, he was, like, at the front railing shouting at the umpire. And he, like, almost stepped back onto the field. Like, can we debate this? Like, how am I getting thrown out? I was like, what?
Well, first of all, you should have been thrown out. If Jake Bird gets thrown out, you get thrown out too. Also, all of this was happening while they were getting ready to sing God Bless America.
Yes!
Because this was all happening right before the seventh inning stretch. We have, like, that military representative who was singing God Bless America. And like, they're just trying to set up for it. And the umps and like the managers, they're all like just, okay, like figuring out how, who is getting ejected from this game. It was a wild scene.
Would the fight still be going on right now if they didn't roll out the purple carpet for the God Bless of America and say, hey, let's not bump into this person. This is a service member here.
Yes. Yeah, probably. It would probably still be going on to this day.
All right. Chat popping off. DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube is always where you need to go. Gareth first says, thanks for pronouncing my name right. Gareth Gould. See, I'm even going hard on the last name. Will, and if you have an Alexa, I hope this works. Alexa, how many World Series has a team won with Bryce Harper on it?
Whew.
Siri, how many World Series have been won by a Bryce Harper team? Is there any other one out there? What else can we...
Gareth also chimes in. How many have the Rockies as a team won? So. Oh,
the Rockies have won over like 2,000 games in 30 years. So, you know, we've had our celebrations too.
Basically.
A World Series? That's different.
Different.
We were in one. We didn't win
any
games. Bryce
Harper was just in one.
He was. Same result. Kind of the same result.
Listen,
there.
They're all just dudes out there, you know?
What? It's just exciting. I didn't see a ton of Bill Schmidt Phillies jerseys this year, like last year, if you remember.
Yeah,
a lot of people in support of the new GM. I think.
I feel like there were less Philly fans at today's game because the Sixers were going on at the same time.
The ones that were there were quite loud,
I'll say. They were, I mean, all Philly fans by nature are so loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, just people from Philly, I feel
just
like.
Just the worst. Absolute nightmares. Everyone from Philly.
I don't know if you know this, but people from New Jersey or Philadelphia are the highest, most likely to have their own podcast in a different city. It's a fun fact. I don't
is
know if you knew that.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, I feel like there are a lot of people from Philly and Jersey who work in sports media in general. I think it's because we are from such an intense sports environment that, like, not working in sports just sounds crazy.
And you would think the Phillies being used to that environment would be okay with a more intense environment. Coors Field was intense this weekend.
It was so intense today. Like the cheering too at the end of that game, it was louder than we've heard it all season.
Here's how you know a game was intense. You ready, Susie? No wave. We did not see the wave today.
I saw a little wave at the end of an inning so that it died out. But I saw a little bit of a wave.
Six, it must have been like maybe around the six, I'm going to guess. It wasn't after the brawl. Couldn't have been,
no,
right?
No, it was way before the brawl.
And Rockies were 4-0 at that point.
It was not a strong wave.
It was very weak.
It was super weak.
It was
more
of a ripple.
It was a ripple.
We had no wave at Coors Field with 30,000. We had a ripple, but we did not have a wave. We did not have a wave whatsoever. Chase Anderson, you talked about that on Friday. He was there.
I finally got to meet him today because I had yesterday off.
Austin Wins introduced himself to me. That's the first time a player like tapped me and go, "Hi, by the way, I'm Austin Wins." He had his batting glove on, so that was the first batting glove handshake I'd ever gotten. And he introduced himself to a couple people, the Rockies PR. So I was like, okay, nice guy. That's nice.
I love when people make a point to introduce yourselves. I also almost, when I finally met Chase Anderson, we almost ran into each other when I was leaving the clubhouse and he was walking back into the clubhouse.
So the opposite of a chase.
It was the opposite of a chase.
It collided.
Yes, it was a collision.
Chase Anderson?
Collision Anderson. Collision Hunter. Oh, no, I don't want to wish that on him.
he talked briefly on Saturday. Well, not briefly. I mean, he's an open book. I mean, older guy still says, I wouldn't mind pitching 5 or 6 more years. That'd be great. He's going to get the start. It's unofficially official. He'll get the start on Tuesday against his former team, the Cincinnati Reds. You know why? That's baseball.
Because that's baseball.
That's baseball.
Yeah, Buddy did say, you know, more than likely Chase Anderson will be the starting pitcher for Tuesday. It's on the game notes already, so.
Oh, there you go.
That's probable. So,
there you go.
There you go. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he will.
Randall Grichuk on Wednesday, Trejo on Thursday's an off day. They might not even go. They might even not give the rotation an extra day off. They might just basically skip that spot. Mm-hmm. And Freeland goes again on Friday in Tejas. I don't know if John Gray is set to pitch in that series. That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I gotta look at what they have going on.
John Gray changed up the hairdo as well.
Did he? I didn't see this.
He still has kind of like a mohawk, but it looks like the sides are growing out a little bit.
Interesting.
So he's more of a full back, long hair going on.
Like kind of mullety?
A little bit. A little bit, but straight. He doesn't have the lettuce like some of us. You know what I'm saying?
You've got lettuce, yeah.
I've got the whole lettuce. People wanting to know in the dugout, is Riley Pint going to be the last member of the Grand Junction Rockies to debut for the Rockies?
Wow.
The big league Rockies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, maybe.
Maybe.
He is bridging that gap between, you know, a team of yesteryear.
You basically just have to go back to the 2019, 2018. Now, Coco Montes is one of those guys. It's funny, when I caught up with him at the beginning of last spring training, I was curious to talk with him. One of the questions I asked was basically like, he's one of the last guys to go through the entire Rockies system as the old system. Mm-hmm. Going to Grand Junction, going to Boise, going to Asheville and Lancaster.
Yeah.
No longer a part of the Rockies minor league affiliates.
Oh my gosh. He's been to so many of them.
He's been to a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brenton Doyle, one of the last ones too. I mean, he was on the 2019 team. So I think he was even more recent than Riley Pint.
Oh, this is so interesting.
That's going to be a fun one to kind of watch. I think we probably have another like 5 years until we might be able to safely say, but you never know. Some of those guys, they retire, they come back and, mm-hmm. you know, they get a cup of coffee at like 30 years old and you go, oh, mm-hmm. there you go. Julio Carreras, he's still out there. Young guy. He's on the 40-man roster. He was on the 2019 Grand Junction Rockies. Mm-hmm. Christian Koss, he has made his debut. He's with the Red Sox now. Came over in the Yoan Ibar deal, or rather, he went the opposite way. Vladimir Restituyo, mm-hmm. tearing things up in Hartford right now.
I was going to say, Jeff Dooley has been speaking so highly of him.
He might be the last guy, because he's kind of the furthest one down in the pecking order,
yeah.
as far as age. He's only 21. He's a young dude. So Vladimir Restituyo, I think that could be the name of the last Grand Junction Rocky that we possibly see. It's going to be a little bit about age. We'll see. Maybe Helkers Oliveras, who is an 18-year-old on the 2019 Junction Rockies. This is the point where,
of course,
we lose everybody.
These are names, Patrick.
Coco Montes, 2019. Don't forget.
Coco Montes had a good weekend with the Topes.
Two home runs today.
Yeah.
I was looking at that box score to see if anyone got pulled early. And as I'm looking now, so what we did mention, we were talking about some of the down note items from this weekend and from mm-hmm. today's game. CJ Krohn, back spasms. Bud Black said almost certainly he'll be going on the IL.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. We've just had way too much to talk about. Yeah, CJ Krohn came out of the game.
Now,
he needed assistance.
Yeah, he was down on one knee. I thought it might have been oblique.
It looked like his leg, because it looked like there was one leg. Yeah, he was limping. Just really, really upsetting to see.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Do you want to know who came out of the game today in Las Vegas for the Isotopes, maybe an indicator that this person needed to get on a flight back to Denver? No one. So it could be anybody. Could be Nolan Jones. Could be mm-hmm. Elhiris Montero. Mm-hmm. Could be Michael Tolia. All three of those guys are on the 40-man. Do they, remember right now the 40-man is full, but Herman Marquez has not been put on the 60-day IL. Do they do that and maybe call up Coco Montes?
Ooh.
Do they call up Aaron Shunk? Do they give Jonathan Daza a try again? But he doesn't have any options, so you're probably not going to do that.
Yeah. No.
Any number of those five guys.
Oh, I could see it.
I'm going to say Nolan Jones is the one. I'm going to say Nolan Jones gets the nod.
Interesting.
What do you think?
You know what? I mean, I want to see Coco up here. I'm a little biased because he's our smoothie king, but
he is.
You know, I just have to figure out who we're going to have on the show next, which isotope, because that will decide who gets called up. Because obviously we had Riley Pint on the show on Friday, had a great conversation with him. And, you know, I'm like, just talk to you.
And
here you are in Colorado now.
And as much as you're joking, Susie, it's fact. That's actually fact. Last year, it did happen with
Michael
Bernard.
It happened with Wynton Bernard, but it happened really quickly. The day that we had Michael Tolia on the show, he was called up.
He wasn't on the 40-man.
Yeah.
Riley Pint was on the 40-man.
Mm-hmm.
But still, no way of expecting that was going to happen. So
yeah.
It's not happened three times. So If you are on the Albuquerque Isotopes, you need to make sure you reach out to us. Our DMs are open at DNVR_Rockies. Do we have anything else to say? I don't want to accidentally transition us to the end because that was a good one.
One more thing, though, I will say about when I had Riley on the show. Josh Sushan said to me, like, hey, don't jinx him by having him on the show. So I left him a very unhinged voicemail today to let him know that I did not jinx Riley Pike.
That is great.
Unhinged. Josh called me back and said, that was a lot for a Sunday morning.
Yeah, baby. That's great.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But yeah, no, that's it. My notebook's cleared.
Oh, well, I'm telling you. So Buddy did say pregame, there's still going to be some more guys that we're going to be seeing this year. Some that we might not expect right now.
He did say that.
I want to go back, listen to that, get those exact words. We kind of, again, you can expect those things. Shunk, Coco Montez, definitely. I had Pine as making his debut a couple weeks ago. We had a video that came out. My wild card guy that I think we'll see this year is Hunter Goodman. I think we will see Hunter Goodman
at
some point.
Hunter Goodman has been having a heck of a year.
I think he could be one of those one of those dudes. Absolutely. But there's going to be a slew of them coming, especially when you get down to Albuquerque for your tryout slash. You don't even need to try out to sing the national anthem. Where are we with that?
I don't know yet. I think I need to reach out to them. But I was thinking about trying to go to Albuquerque this coming weekend while the Rockies are out of town. Logistically, I cannot make it happen. But one of these days, I will go to Albuquerque because I think I would have the time of my life down there.
Just say the word. The homie Joe Trapp is going to hook it up. What's up, Joe?
The homie will hook it up.
We'll see. Yeah, JT. JT's got our back on that one.
He always does, yeah.
He's great. He's great. This has been great. Appreciate everyone diving into the chat. At DNVR_Rockies is where we're at every single day. We're not going to stop being at there. I'm not going to stop being at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
And you know what? I'm never going to stop being at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Momentous.
So momentous.
Brawl-tastic.
Is there a thing they say about that?
About brawls?
About momentum.
Oh, yes. It's that your momentum, when made during a baseball podcast, is only as good as your next baseball podcast. So we will see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. pregame with Kevin Henry from Fansided in Call to the Pen right here on the DNVR Sports Channel live on YouTube.